Once again, our intrepid entrepreneurial spirit has raised its banner on the globally connected South End. In the face of a newly invigorated craft distilling industry across the state, our own liquor suppliers have risen to the challenge. Admittedly hobbled by government laws and regulations set by the State Liquor Board and unable to advertise for fear of police intervention, they've been forced to raise the bar once more in order to compete with their well-funded and legitimate adversaries. Just last evening, I was huddled at my kitchen table with Whiskey Bob, a moonshiner of some repute down here for his double-distilled mashes. A white lightning so powerful, Bob enforces his no-smoking ordinance with serious vigilance. If a client ignores the admonition, Bob tells him the story of old man Jeffries who tried lighting his cigarette with a mason jar of high-octane hooch open in his lap driving home to his double-wide Noziah. He survived, but his eyebrows never grew back, and without going into gory graphics, let's just say the miracle drug Viagra was of little use thereafter. For years he would relive the explosion every time he struck a match. The post-stress became so severe, he gave up smoking altogether. Whiskey Bob tells me he's ready for the next stage of distilling. Gonna dial back the alcohol a mite and go for the niche market and boutique boozes. I said it sounded like a great business plan, and Bob leaned in conspiratorially, afraid, I guess, Costco might have the place bugged. Nettles, he said. Nettles, I asked. Nettles, he repeated, louder, maybe thinking I needed hearing aids. Nettles. I pondered it a moment. Bob said he remembered that heavy nettle ale I'd made 2 years ago. A fine year for the green crop, good crisp bite, a telltale aftertaste that tickled the tongue. Nettles, I finally agreed. Slow food movement, utilize the area agriculture, stop global warming, drink local, save the planet. Bob, I said, tilting a glass of his double distilled. Sounds like a winner, and I don't think it's the ever clear talking. This week, Whiskey Bob will begin the harvest. I told him my own organic nettles were available if he needed more than his backyard yield. By the end of summer, Bob should have his flagship mash aged to perfection. Jack Daniels, good luck to you.